The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Marilyn Maxwell, the Music Maids and Men, Yuki, the Charioteers, and Bing's distinguished guests for this evening, Jack Carson and Eddie Marr. And here is Bing Crosby.
Imagine you imagining that you love me, starting on a family tree. Imagine starting on a family tree. The mama is you and the papa is me. If your heart goes bumpity-bump, it's love, love, love. If your throat comes up with a lump, it's love, love, love. If your knees go knockety-knock, it's love, love, love. And if you cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock, it's love, love, love. Imagine you imagining a man and wife. You're going by a fork and a knife. Imagine eating with a fork and a knife. How rich you will be for the rest of your life. If your heart goes bumpity bump,
it's love, love, love.
And if your throat comes up with a lump,
it's love, love, love.
If your knees go knockety-knockety-knock,
it's love, love, love.
And if you cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock,
it's love, love, love.
It's love, love, love.
If your throat comes up with a lump,
it's love, love, love.
If your knees go knockety-knockety-knock,
it's L-O-V-E, lovey, love.
If you're cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock,
it's love,
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 love, love.
This is Bing and the Old Kraft Music Hall, friends, going out to our G.I. guys all over the world, and very specially to our G.I. gals who are doing so much to bring an early victory. There are a lot of girls in uniform now all over the world, but the Army needs still more. So if you're between 20 and 50, you might try applying for membership at the nearest Army recruiting station. Feminine interests are encouraged among the WACs, dates, dances, and parties during leisure hours. New friends, new places to go and see. And that new WAC off-duty uniform is really a beauty. It's, well, it's got, on the bottom, it has, say, maybe Marilyn Maxwell can describe it for you here.
Well, the WAC off-duty dress is made of rayon shantung in military beige, a kind of creamy white. Designed with a shirt maker top, it has broad shoulders with a convertible collar. The waist is designed to give a slenderizing effect, as is the narrow belt. The shirt, or rather the skirt, is six-gored. With this dress, the officers and enlisted women may wear the new overseas or garrison cap of the same material with appropriate piping. Brown pumps and a brown handbag complete the ensemble. Sounds chic, doesn't it, Bing?
Sounds sheer heaven. But with that sort of an ensemble, Marilyn, the girls will have to keep their shapes a ship shape.
Well, all girls have to watch their figures, Bing. I have to watch mine.
That makes it unanimous. Incidentally, has anybody seen Yuki? I've been looking high and low for that boy.
Oh, Bing, maybe you haven't looked low enough.
Could be.
Very strange, Bing, you looking for Yuki.
Well, I'm mellowing a bit, Marilyn. I'm inviting Yuki to a party. We're having a literary tea in honor of Bob Hope's new book.
Well, how does Yuki come in?
Carrying a tray with some teacups on it.
Oh, Bing, you're not going to ask Yuki to do that, are you?
Would you like to toddle in with the tray card?
I'll find Yuki.
But I don't.
Hey, I'm back.
Well, I'm glad to see you. In fact, I'm delighted to see you, old friend, old pal.
Feel all right?
Yuki, I want you to come to a literary tea for Bob Hope. I've invited a lot of bright and witty people.
And why do you want me?
I want someone there for Hope to talk to.
Well, all right, but I'll have to talk down to that boy.
Of course, you'll have to get way down.
Say, how do I dress? Formal, informal, or the way you dress?
Well, this is probably going to come as a great surprise to you, but I want you to wear a tuxedo.
This may come as a great surprise to you. I haven't got one.
A red one. And I would suggest the P-38 model.
P-38 model?
That's the kid with the two tails.
Well, is everyone going to be wearing a tuxedo?
No, Yuki, just you.
Oh, good. Then I'll be the center of attraction. Huh?
Oh, yes, especially when you stand there with a towel over your arm.
Say, only waiters dress like that.
Mm-hmm.
What's with that?
Uh-huh. Well, Yuki, you know I've had a good deal of trouble getting help, and I thought perhaps,
Meaning?
Naturally.
Naturally. Just a minute. Me, a waiter? This is an outrage. This is insulting. I've never been so insulted in my life. How much does it pay?
Hey, for shame, Yuki. You know, little man, we've come a long way.
Especially you.
In a lifetime of tears and laughter, we've been boon companions, haven't we? How well I remember the time when you were ill and I came to comfort you and to fan your fevered brow. When you were broke and needed money, you remember the time I gave you a tip on that horse at Pimlico? No, that was another time. Forget it. But after all, we've never really doubted what we meant to each other. Why, there's never been a time when you haven't been here that I haven't spoken about you. Doesn't that mean something to you?
Yes, it does. I'll do it for $50.
Got some news for you. I'll give you $5.
Got some news for you. I'll take it.
Okay. Be there early, huh? While you and Uncle Moe's trying on tuxedos, I'll try out a brand new tune from Dorothy L'Amour's new picture.
From sight, lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars, or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh. And down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be, and it happened to me.
It Could Happen to You from the New Cinema and the Angels Sing. We have our own angel, too, who sings very sweetly. Sing, angel.
I know that the problems of well-balanced meals are always with you homemakers. But I'd like to remind you that salads play an important part in good nutrition. But a word about the salad dressing, and I mean Miracle Whip. This famous salad dressing has a flavor all its own, a delicious flavor that seems to appeal to everyone. Miracle Whip is made by an exclusive recipe. Actually, it combines the qualities of zesty boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise, which gives it that different flavor, the flavor that's made Miracle Whip the salad dressing millions prefer. Your family, too, will prefer it. So get a jar of Miracle Whip salad dressing from your dealer tomorrow. You'll love the creamy, smooth texture, the lively, just-right flavor of America's favorite, Miracle Whip. Time marches back. 1927, regular transoceanic telephone service is inaugurated between New York and London, and the Holland Tunnel is opened. 1927, first talking picture is demonstrated on Broadway, and the first Model A Ford is made. 1927, and as the machine age is truly developing into an advanced stage, thinking young men out driving with their girls are saying,
"Gee, honey, we've been cranking this here car for 15 minutes.
I wish it would start. I've heard of people breaking their arms cranking cars.
Well, say, if you're afraid, move over and I'll take a whirl at it. There it goes. Come on, jump in, quick.
All right. My, isn't this nice? Just you and me driving along like this.
Yeah, this is the life.
We're quite a ways from town now. Don't you ever run out of gas, Harry?
Not me, boy. I'm too smart for that.
Well, if you did happen to run out of gas, Harry, what would you do?
What would I do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first I'd take my arm.
Yes, Harry.
And I'd put it around in back of you like this.
Go on, Harry.
And then I'd sort of lean over.
And when what, Harry?
And I'd reach for the 3-gallon emergency can I got in the back seat.
Say, Harry, have you heard about the new talking pictures?
Yeah, talking pictures will never work.
Why not?
Well, suppose John Gilbert and Greta Garbo are in one of them talking pictures and they get to one of their big love scenes where they're in each other's arms.
Well?
Who wants to talk?
Oh, gee, Harry, it's so pretty out. Let's sing a little bit.
Hmm? Blue skies shining for me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Boo, 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 boo. Boy, that guy steals a lot of money with that stuff, don't he?
My, you are clever, Harry. Say, do you know the score of Showboat?
No, how many innings did it go?
You know the one I like? It's that... Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue.
Oh, that's pretty, but the one I like reminds me of you and me. Both like this. Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money.
Maybe we're ragged and funny,
but we'll travel along, singing a song, side by side.
Don't know what's coming tomorrow.
Maybe it's trouble and sorrow, but we'll travel the road, sharing our load, side by side.
Through all kinds of weather, what if the sky should fall?
Just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all.
When they've all had their quarrels and parted, we'll be the same as we started, just traveling along, singing a song, side by
kinds of weather. What if the sky should fall?
Just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all.
When they've all had their quarrels and parted, we'll be the same as we started, just traveling along, singing a song, side by side,
side.
Through Cahenga Pass and Barham Boulevard out San Fernando Way, just about a number 6 iron from the Lakeside Links, if you close the face and roll with it, lies the home of Warner Brothers Pictures. During working hours, there too is the home of that shy, retiring, modest young man, that timid soul, that pre-shrunk, shrinking violet in Campbell's soup du jour, Jack Carson. It was Jack's good morning, you remember. Big tonight. It was Jack Scavorting, you remember, that made the moonlight shine so much brighter in Shine On Harvest Moon. Jack, what's your newest out at Warner's?
Oh, just a sensational little something called Make Your Own Bed.
Sort of a sequel to George Washington Slept Here?
Yeah. No, but you know, Bing, I could have gotten John Scott Trotter in that picture.
What makes you think he'd fit in the bed?
He sure got the spread for it.
How are you doing out at the picture plant? Are you really going places out there?
Oh, yes, I'm going places. Bing, I'm doing terrific. Positively sensation. I think I've finally found my place in the sun.
Yes, you are peeling.
Yeah. You know, they like my last picture so much, they gave me a bonus check.
Great, great.
And if they like my next one, they're going to sign it.
So what do you attribute this sudden surge of success?
Well, by proper casting, they found a way to bring out my best quality.
What's that?
Charm.
Charm?
Yeah, you know, savoir faire, je ne sais quoi, pâté de foie gras.
Besame mucho.
You're welcome. But whatever you call it, thing, that is the stuff that gets the ladies.
Oh,
I'll show you what I mean.
Got to have it.
Would any young lady in the audience care to come up and kiss me? Any middle-aged lady? Any old lady?
Any old man?
You know, Bing, you could use a little of that stuff yourself.
Charm? What would I do with it?
Well, use it to get a better deal at Paramount. You know they're giving Hope all the breaks, don't you?
Oh, you think so, huh?
Well, sure, but stop and think. In your last picture together, who got the best close-ups?
Well, Hope, I guess.
Who had the best makeup?
Hope.
And who had the best lines?
L'amour. Yeah.
One side, boys, one side. Spread out. Let's not trample each other. Hey, you there with the Mother Hubbard. I want to talk to you.
Hubbard, me?
Yes. You say you ain't satisfied? You say you want a better break at Paramount? Tell you what I'm going to do.
Bing, meet Eddie Action Marr, my new agent. He's the boy who did these wonders for me at Warner's.
That's me, the greatest agent in show business.
Can you prove it?
Sure, here's my card. Says so right at the bottom.
Let me see that card. Eddie Action Marr, agent, genius, personal manager, world's foremost impresario. Does light wet wash, also track cards.
Why, I've handled some of the biggest stars on the screen today.
Yeah, who?
Well, you've heard of Spencer Tracy, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you've heard of Gary Cooper and Paul Lucas?
Yeah.
He's heard of them, too.
Tell me, Mr. Marr, just what have you done for Jack?
Really, just had a talk with Mr. Warner out at Warner Brothers about my boy Carson here. I say that Jack's picture doesn't make $1 million, I'm Napoleon.
What happened?
I always wear my hat this way. But that's nothing. Ever since I've been handling Jack here, every studio in town has been calling him. I told him not to go near them.
Why not?
I don't like what they're calling him.
Eddie, do you think you could do anything for my friend Bing here?
You say you want me to do something for Bing? Tell you what I'm going to do. First, I'm going to get him a new boy to work with. He should get the laughs. Let somebody else be the straight man.
Oh, I don't know about getting a new boy. I kind of believe in that old saying, never change horses in the middle of the stream.
Well, I agree with you.
You do?
Yeah. It's one of your horses. He couldn't make it across the stream.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the first thing we have to do, fellas, is see Bunny the Silver, the big boss at Paramount, about making you an important man at the studio.
I'm a fairly important man there now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, suppose we go over there and find out.
Here we are at the studio.
Yes, sir, there's the gate. Now, let's see how important you are.
Come on. I know the gateman here. That's why Frank Yuki.
Just a minute, Junior. Mm-hmm. Where do you think you're going?
Into the studio. I'm Bing Crosby.
Yeah? Well, nobody gets in without an official okay. Just a minute. Say, boss, there's a fellow out here who says his name is Bing Crosby or something. He wants to get into the studio. Shall I let him in? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. It's okay, bud. You can go in now if you don't cause any trouble.
Who is that?
Bob Hope.
Hello? Mr. DeSilva's office. What's that, madam? You want to know why Bing Crosby wasn't cast in Lady in the Dark? Well, Mr. DeSilva saw him in the light. Hello, Mr. Crosby. You can go in.
Better let Eddie handle this for you, Bing.
Yes, what is it?
Now, Mr. DeSilva, I want to talk to you about the client here, Bing Crosby. He ain't satisfied with the way he's being treated around here.
What's that, Crosby? You say you're not satisfied? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you in our next big spectacle called When Knighthood Was in Flower.
What do I play?
You play the pot.
No! Now, don't think I need the work, Mr. DeSilva. I'm a very capable actor.
I've got plenty of talent, and I don't care whether I work for you or not.
Well, that's very well put, Crosby. You can get up off your knees now.
Mr. DeSillo, we think you should stop teaming Crosby with Hope. He should play some real romantic parts.
Romantic parts for Crosby?
Mm-hmm.
Why, he's not the type, man. But I'll leave it to my secretary, Miss Maxwell.
Yes, Mr. DeSilva.
I want to know whether this man is suitable for romantic parts, and I want your opinion. This is Mr. Crosby.
Oh, Miss Maxwell knows me. How about a date tonight, eh, babe?
Why, this man has all the makings of a juvenile.
A juvenile lead?
Juvenile delinquent.
Hate you.
I'll get it. Hello? Well, is that so? You made up your mind, huh? Okay, so long. Well, Bing, you don't have to worry about working with Hope anymore. That was him on the phone.
Where was he calling from?
Sinatra's house.
We turn now, messieurs et madames, to les charioteurs, chanteusing Alouette. Allez tout de suite.
Alouette, chante l'alouette. Alouette, chante plumeré.
Chante plumeré la tête.
Chante plumeré la tête. Oh, alouette, chante l'alouette. Alouette, chante plumeré.
Chante plumeré la tête.
Chante plumeré la tête.
Alouette, alouette, alouette.
Oh, alouette, chante l'alouette.
Chante plumeré la tête,
chante plumeré la tête.
Hell the tête,
hell the tête,
hell the nay,
hell the nay,
hell the back,
hell the back. Oh, alouette, chante l'alouette. Alouette, chante plumeré.
Chante plumeré la tête,
chante plumeré la tête.
Hell the tête,
hell the tête,
hell the nay,
hell the nay,
hell the back,
hell the back,
hell the door,
hell the door. Alouette, chante plumeré.
Chante plumeré la tête.
Chante plumeré la tête.
Hell the tête,
hell the tête,
hell the nay,
hell the nay,
hell the back,
hell the back,
hell the door,
hell the door,
hell the coo,
hell the coo. Oh, alouette, chante alouette. Alouette, chante plumeré.
Chante plumeré la tête.
Chante plumeré.
Say, have you noticed, Bing, that as the war progresses, it seems to bring out the best in most men?
Of duty. And men too old for the fighting lines have returned to doing work that's tougher today than it was when they retired.
Oh, friends of yours?
Friends of ours, Ken. Friends of the entire nations, the dairy farmers. Many a dairy farmer who thought he was going to let his sons run the old place and take it easy for the rest of his life is back on the milking stool. And his wife's helping him with the chores because their sons happen to be busy in the South Pacific or on the Anzio beachhead. Without those boys, the work is sometimes almost too much for the old folks. But dads and moms and grandparents are carrying on great.
Yes, I'm told that the dairy farmers will turn out enough milk in 1944 to actually float 2,000 battle cruisers.
That, of course, is impossible.
I can show you the figures to prove it.
Well, come back when you can show me those 2,000 battle cruisers. Here's something else I'd like a few people to hear.
So sweet that I repeat means I adore you. Amor, amor, my love. Would you deny this heart that I have placed before you? Can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear, but somehow or other nothing sounds quite so dear as this soft caressing word I know. Amor, amor, my love. When you're away, there is no day, and nights are lonely. Amor, amor, my love, make life divine. And love me only.
Thursday thingamabob for this time, friends. Come next Thursday. We've got more Monkey Shines as we welcome back from overseas our old friend, the very comical Richard Haydn, sometimes, if not better known, as Professor Karp. Meantime, you ladies of 20 to 50, remember the Women's Army Corps really needs you. You'll find life as a whack interesting and stimulating besides offering the feminine comforts and diversion of civilian life. If you've been asking what can I do best to serve my country, this may be your answer. Good night.
Tune in to Kraft Music Hall next Thursday at this same time to hear Bing Crosby, the Regular Gang, and our guest, Richard Haydn. Marilyn Maxwell appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the producers of The White Cliffs of Dover.
Sandwich meats are off the ration list, eggs are plentiful, more vegetables coming to market, and there's plenty of Kraft solid mustard. Just what you need to give these point-free foods extra zest. Use tangy golden Kraft salad mustard in dozens of appetizing ways, blended into foods or spread onto foods for lip-smacking flavor. There's a sharper kind, too, Kraft mustard with horseradish added. Buy both for variety. Put Kraft salad mustard and Kraft horseradish mustard on your shopping list tomorrow.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.